Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation Limited, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $2.80. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 16 securities, of which 6 advanced, 7 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 4.44 points to close at 2,067.29. The Composite Index advanced by 3.99 points to close at 1,433.47. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.49 points to close at 105.76. The SME Index remained at 39.99. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 734,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $6.8 million. Massey Holdings Limited was the volume leader with 458,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.4 million, followed by JMMB Group Limited, with a volume of 136,000 shares being traded for $342,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 55 stocks, of which 25 advanced, 23 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 11.4 million units, valued at over $82.6 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders. JMMB Group Limited with 3 million units. Trans Jamaican Highway Limited with 1.8 million units. And Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 1.3 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and one unchanged as 174,000 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $384,000. Gordard Enterprises Limited was the volume leader with 173,000 at a high of $2.30 and a low of $2.21 before closing at $2.21. They were followed by ABV Investments Inc., which traded 200 shares. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.